just being present every day on time, like doing things extra, like catching footballs at the practice, you know, conditioning, you know what I'm saying, whenever I'm tired, being that vocal leader in the locker room for guys, just being the dude what, you know what I'm saying, Miami paid me to be and what I know I can be and my family know what I can be. So that's me in a nutshell. Like, I got here through hard work, and sometimes, like, when you get to, like, a certain spot in your life where you want to be, you kind of, like, be like, okay, it's cool. But now, like I said, like, me being able to, like, slow down my life a lot, enjoy my kids a little bit this offseason, I've realized that I got to continue to grind, man, so.
All right, with all of that, we say good morning to everybody. Miami Dolphins on the football field. That was Tyreek Hill, who said all the right things, man. I just, hey, Tyreek, if you're driving in this morning, man, it sure was good. If you're a fan of this team, it was sure good to hear. Now I got to tell you, some people are going, I'll believe it when I see it, and I get it. Boy, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, brother, that you're all in on this thing. Maturity, leadership, best version of yourself. I'm all in. I'm not going to be late. I'm going to be on time, and I'm going to earn the trust of the players again, and I'm a different guy. And listen, we need you, man. We need you. And we need you to have a big year. I mean, we obviously, the other part of this, you can't do it by yourself, and we need to keep Lefty healthy. But, hey, man, came out and said all the right things, and hey, I'm here. I got some regrets the way I handled everything at the end of the year. You know, I just did some things. I said things I shouldn't have said, and had a chance. And I always love when he puts mom or dad in there talking to him and getting back to basics and hard work. And I'm like, all right, man. So we got a lot of Dolphin news this morning as we kick things off. We got Woody up at the ACC kickoff day two. Yesterday we had the Miami Hurricanes, and of course Carson Beck, the big story yesterday, the quarterback for University of Miami. So we'll have a lot, and Woody's up with us this morning. We got him out of bed, and Woody, how you doing?
Good, Joe. How you doing over there?
I'm friggin' great, actually, man. It's just good to be back.
You sound fired up, man. That's how it feels, and the Dolphins are back on the field, right?
Well, it's not just that. I think it's a combination of football being back. I'll tell you, though, I've been sitting up watching these games. These Marlins games have just been a lot of fun to watch. The Kyle Stowers, you just heard all day Dande talking in his update. Kyle Stowers had another double last night, drove in another run. We got the trade deadline coming, watching Cabrera pitch, and he was really good. And they're going, oh, man, it kind of bummed me out a little bit. I get up this morning, I'm reading about Cabrera, who he and Perez have had some nasty stuff, and Cabrera's had trouble staying healthy. And they're like, man, he's put some good starts together. I think we can get more for him by the trade deadline. I'm like, oh, man. But that's where they are right now, 47-53. But 4-3 win and have a chance today, 12-10 start, to take this series from the Padres, and they've been taking a lot of series from a lot of teams here recently. So before they hit the road for six games with Milwaukee and St. Louis. So we'll have a little bit more on that a little bit later on. Hey, the other news that was interesting, this Messi All-Star game thing. Interesting. Messi obviously really doesn't care about the All-Star game. And honestly, there shouldn't be a fan out there that like should care either. Like, I want them healthy for the MLS games. That's it. I know they got a zillion cups and championships and all these different things I didn't even know about. But the only one I'm guessing this team really cares about is winning this MLS, why they've got some really good players on this team. So here's the deal, and you just heard all day Dande talking about it. If he doesn't play in this MLS game and he skips it, Jordi Alba too, they're not eligible to play. They're actually suspended for the next game, which you don't want. So this just comes down, and I learned this from Dan Marino, because Dan Marino got where he didn't want to go to the Pro Bowl when they were actually playing it over in Hawaii, and they're going pretty hard. He would just, I think it's okay just to say, hey, I'm a little banged up, and the team goes, and the team didn't want him to play in it. Like, he just, you know, he's throwing the ball all over the NFL, and he get a medical excuse, and you're out, and there's no problem. Why would somebody a lot smarter than me for Inter Miami get one of those doctors? They're Baptist Health doctors. I know a guy, call Dr. Swartzen. Call one of those guys and write a medical excuse. Mess is a mess right now. Can't make it. And then you're clear. All right, so you fib a little bit or whatever. The guy, there ain't a lot of tread left on this superstar and what he's done. Maybe the greatest player of all time. I know sometimes we forget that. We don't get to say that a lot. But he's still really good, especially in this MLS. Like, only thing that really matters, not this friggin' All-Star game. It's trying to win this MLS. That's the thing that's going to be important to the league. He's having a great year. I think he's tied for the most goals in the league right now after going on that unbelievable run of games of two goals and everything else. So I don't really care if he plays tonight. Now, he may, because he doesn't want to miss the game. They might work something out with they might be on the phone with Inter Miami going, can you give us 10 minutes and we'll pull you out, but so the fans can see you, because it's good for our league, and it is good for the league. Messi playing with the best player is good for the league. I just don't know how much everybody cares. And if I'm Inter Miami, I want his ass healthy and being able to play in as many of these games down the stretch as possible after what they get knocked out in the first round against Atlanta last year to play. So I don't know. Listen, I don't know how many people really care one way or the other about this All-Star game. It's not like we go around talking about the MLS All-Star game. Matter of fact, I can't name three guys that are playing in the MLS All-Star game. Can you?
Yeah, I can, but it's going to start.
See, that's why you're a bad guy. I know Woody can't. Woody's with me on that. Woody.
I could name two.
Me neither.
But, Joe, you know I'm going to disagree with you on this. I mean, this is, you know, the TV networks. You asked who cares. The TV networks care. Whoever's carrying this thing.
Yes.
And the fans that paid for tickets care.
It starts at 9 o'clock tonight.
Hey, there are times when you just, when you're a fan and he's on your team, that you feel differently about these things. And this guy gets hurt a lot. He does. I mean, he's 38 years old.
Would you give LeBron a pass if he skipped the All-Star game?
No.
Nope. Of course not.
I wouldn't. This is
LeBron's 40.
This is so the NBA is not the MLS. So.
Well, what does that mean? Messi can go out there and jog around for 10 minutes.
I said if he wants to do that because they don't want him to miss the game, but whatever. I don't really care if he plays. I just don't. I'm with her.
Yeah,
by the way,
you didn't buy a ticket. You're not going to watch regardless.
Correct. The coach is going to actually is even come out and said, hope he doesn't play. He even just said, you know, I hope he doesn't play. I want him healthy for our frigging games. And if he got to miss one of our own because, hey, we can rest and nobody will say anything and that. And Jordi Alba, same thing. So anyway, they didn't show up. Everybody seems to think they're going to be there tonight. I saw some of the other players going, well, I'd really like to play with them. It'd be kind of cool. And then on top of that, you know, it'd be good for business, as Woody just said. But I just don't really care right now.
Hey, you're just about winning the MLS Cup. I get it.
The MLS Cup, which I couldn't even
that
tell
means
you.
A lot
I can't
to you.
Tell
I understand
you anything
that.
About. I don't. By the way, I don't. If we do win it, I don't even know how people around here, because I'm not a diehard hardcore soccer fan. I don't even know how people are going to respond in here. I guess they'll have a little something somewhere, a little celebration, but
parade.
I don't know how big. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there'll be 100,000 people show up for if they win it all. I have no.
Oh, they didn't get out of the first round last year, like you said. So let's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
one game at a time.
One step at a time. You're right. No question about it. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of college football stuff. We got a lot of guests coming on. Alex Dono is up there. We're going to get him out of bed in a little while, and we'll talk some college football with the boys up there. And Al Riveron, head of the ACC officiating, and by the way, nice job after. Former NFL official, kind of ran the show up there for a long time, and now kind of stepped back in his mid-60s and running the ACC officiating. We're going to have John Crotty Heat color analyst, join us this morning, member of the Orange Bowl committee, one of the great basketball players to ever play in the ACC as well. And we've got a lot of stuff there to get to. So we've got that, got the Dolphins, going to be on the field today for the first time. Practices will start a little bit earlier. And so I got a lot of heat yesterday from, actually, my wife was ripping me. I was trying to think who I got the heat from. One of them was my wife. I made a comment. I don't know what day that they're open to the public. I don't know what the days fans can go. I know there's not a lot of dates because they're going to be gone a couple of weeks. But I said, I really don't know. You have to go to their website. And I don't know why, but like they're like, why wouldn't you look it up just to know instead of go with that comment? Like, well, I go, just look at the Dolphins. I still don't know. I didn't even get it last night on the Dolphins website. I'm guessing they have all that stuff set up for people want to go out. I'll tell you what, the practice I'm really looking forward to are down the road here against Jacksonville when they have before that last preseason game. Kind of the big deal there for that. So,
so you got ripped for that yesterday, huh?
Yeah, like how would you not know? Like, could ask your daughter.
I haven't seen her. Aren't the tickets gone? I would assume like the tickets are gone for the open practices by now anyway.
I'm guessing there's not that many, and they fans do like going, especially on the weekends. You know, they get a lot big crowds and stuff. So we had a lot of other news that it's not a big deal. I didn't expect everybody to be 100% for the first day of camp. But I saw Liam Eichenberg, Darren Waller are on the physical unable to perform list. I don't know how long that's for. Ifeatu Melifonwu, who is expected to be, he's a talented guy. He is injured a lot, is expected to start at that other safety position with Minka back there. And he's got a non-football injury. He's on that list. So that's the stuff. I also was told that Zach Sealer and Drew are making some headway. I don't know how, but they're talking, and that's a good sign to try to get this Zach Sealer deal done, which they need to get that done. I understand what team's done to this point, but they need to get Zach Sealer. I don't think Zach Sealer's a hard ass. He wants to be here. He wants to be the leader of the team. He talked to the media. He's first class. But he wants a new contract. And I don't think he's looking to be the highest paid guy at his position or anything else. But he realizes this probably his last time around to get the big dollars and is hoping this team gets something done that's good for all. And I don't think he's looking at what everybody else is making. He wants what he thinks is fair for what he's done, and we'll go from there. So that was kind of the take yesterday from this thing that will pop up, although I just don't think if there's one guy that's going to be there, and I don't know what he's going to do and not do in practice. I don't know if he's going to do certain drills and not other drills. And everybody will be watching. Don't get me wrong. Everybody will want to know what, you know, Zach's doing. But he won't be a distraction to that team at all. There will not be a distraction. He will not have a meltdown day where he starts ripping things and I'm really frustrated with this team. It won't happen. And by the way, speaking of that, the NFL, some guys not going to be around camp, man. I see some guys. Finally, Micah Parsons said, I'm going to leave. It's so weird. They got these meetings and they keep showing Micah talking to Jerry Jones. And the Jerry Jones thing is really weird, isn't it? He just says stuff. He comes out and like, we got the money and we can do it. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you waiting to pay top dollar? Every time another guy signs, the price just goes up. And there happens to be some really good pass rushers that are making a lot of money. Myles Garrett started this whole thing. Remember when he was like, he was a smart one. He went, well, I got to tell you, man, I don't know if I want to be here. There's no commitment to winning. And then all of a sudden they offered him $40 million. He went, you know, this ain't a bad place to be. This thing in Cleveland, our fans care. Let's go. So he signed. But every time one of those guys signs, you know that that guy is sitting back there going, Jerry just got more expensive. Jerry got more expensive. So he's not going to be around. And he said, I understand it's business. I'm not hurt. My feelings aren't hurt, but this is the way it is. So the guy's got to, he's going to hardline it, but he's not going to sit and rip the team because he knows Jerry can write that check and will at some point write that check. He's not going to miss any games. You start missing games, you don't get them back. There's no way. And you don't get that money back. He's going to get something done. I really believe that. Hey, we've got to go to break. Got a lot of stuff. Busy time. A lot of stuff for the ACC as well. And Tyreek, man, saying all the right things. Tyreek, again there, man, I just hope everything was from the heart and it continues because I give you credit, man, you hit everything. Maturity, leadership, not being late, all those things. Best version, more committed than ever before. And it all sounded good, man. It all sounded good. And, hey, if I'm not a captain, I did it to myself. And I'm like, okay. I want to show everybody I can still play at the highest level and be great. And I was like, man, this is what you want to hear on that. That's what I wanted to hear yesterday. Nothing against all the other guys talking about the noise and everything else with the Dolphins. I wanted to hear Tyreek say all those things. Because you know what? We all want to believe in Tyreek because we know when he's right how good he is. And if he's really all in and he can stay away from all the distractions and the mall and the house and the family, and he can stay zoned in on his football stuff or the good part of family, like spending time with your kid, man, that's good. That's all good. That's all good for everybody that's all in on this season. Hey, right now I want you to think about this. Hurricane season, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. I've been telling everybody, listen, man, if you're trying to get through another year, hurricane season, and going, hey, man, I've been saying my prayers, maybe one more year, we don't get hit with the big hurricane. Well, if you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now. You can pay later. Loctite offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. You can save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. So don't wait for the next storm. If you've been talking about getting Impact windows or doors or a new roof, you can do it all with Loctite Impact. They'll do it all for you. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK if you're old school. You just want to call and you want to talk to them. They got a great staff of people over there, can answer all your questions. Come out and take a look and get the process started for you. Loctite Impact, windows, doors, and roofing.
My whole life, man, I've always been a competitor, dog. My grandparents raised me that way. I enjoy winning. I mean, I know how to lose, but I need to be better as a leader. And I realized that throughout this whole entire offense because ever since me and my family got here, this fan base has been special to us. You know, showing up to, like, different engagements. Whenever we meet people in the community, they've been great. So as a leader of this team and also as a leader of this community, I just need to be better in that sense. And then just know, like there are, like, a ton of, like, little kids that, like, look up to me as a player, as a role model. So I just got to remind myself of that, you know what I'm saying? And then just take hold of that and then own it. So that's why this year, man, I've been, this whole entire offseason, I've been busting my tail. Me and my dad, I told my dad, I said, I want to see what it looks like whenever I focus just on football and I just focus on myself and family, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I really haven't been given the best version of me, of Tyreek, my whole entire career, you know what I'm saying? I've always been trying to be here, be there, but me being able to, like, slow down a little bit, train, and bust my tail for myself and then also for this community and this team, I feel like it'll be worth it. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to see what that version of myself looks like. So I'm looking forward to it. Today was our conditioning test. And at 31 years old, I must say I haven't lost a step. So I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, Tyreek Hill. Man, I got to tell you, beautiful music to my ears. Boy, he said all the right things. He hit the whole umbrella, man. He hit the whole umbrella of what you want. And you just take for granted they're going to do, but he hasn't. And coming clean, I haven't done it. I'm doing it now. Maturity, leadership, best version of myself. I'm all in. Man, it was good. It was good to hear. It was the best thing coming out of yesterday with some players available here before they get started today and start the rotation of players. But that was good to hear, man. Dedication this offseason. I don't know, is the final straw the divorce or the issue at home and what everybody went through, and that became a news story and was a bad look for Tyreek. No question about it. It was bad. But I'll tell you what, that's good stuff. I'll tell you what, if I'm Mike and Chris and the rest of them, I'm going, man, this is good to hear. Whatever it is, if all those things and working hard, he dropped the weight. He went out and ran himself a couple of 10-100 meters just to keep that part. Hey, listen, speed's his game. Speed is his game, and the fear of speed is his game. You miss and bump and run, he runs by you by a couple of yards, and it's over. And we didn't see it a lot last year, but the 2 years before, if the safety didn't come over and help, there was a lot of 30, 40, and 50-yard touchdowns or big plays that he was making. So, yeah, man, it's a big part. It's a big part. Everybody trying, well, we need to do this, and we need, yeah, and yes, we need a better running game. But it starts with that guy. It starts with the guy throwing him the football, but the passing game. Listen, we have spent as much money. I'd be willing to say we spend the most money in football on our quarterback and our two wide receivers, and that's where this thing needs to start. Where the money goes is where the production needs to be. And it goes from Tua to Tyreek to Jalen Waddle. And you guys know the story. I can sit here and beat up story. Quarterback's got to stay healthy. He knows that. He's heard it. I always say this on behalf of Tua Tagovailoa. He's never gotten injured on purpose just to try to piss somebody else off. He's trying to stay healthy, and hopefully he does so we can see the best of those two guys on the outside. And by the way, Jalen Waddle's just as important as Tyreek. And part of me in this offseason, with Tyreek not being able to do a lot, I thought it was great that actually our quarterback got a chance to throw a lot more to Jalen Waddle. And I thought that was important. Get him going. He's also said, I'm coming off a bad year. I got to be better. I got to run better routes. I got to catch the ball when it's thrown to me. But listen, we again, I think everybody's numbers. I don't think this is a shocker to anybody. If we had had Tua in more games last year, those numbers on the outside for those two guys would have been a lot better. Whatever problems we have with that two deep thing, and we're going to try to stay away. If the coaching staff could stay away from that two deep problem, we'd really appreciate it because nobody wants to hear about too deep and we can't beat it. No, we need to destroy it with the speed and the players you have on the outside. So hopefully that all takes place. But anyway, great to hear, man. The Tyreek stuff, hey, we'll see. And I know Hyde's got an article like, it sounds great, but I got to see it. And there are people like, yeah, right, let's see, I've been able to stay. Okay. But right after this thing happened and he was out and all that stuff, I think the team, Chris and Mike and those guys, sat with him right away and say, hey, man, you want out of here. Because if he wanted out of here, they're going to move him. You're not going to let him destroy your team. And you saw what they did with Ramsey. And he said, no, man, I'm in, and you'll see it. And I'll give you a little teaser here. So he said all the great things, all the things I want to hear. And you know, we want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, especially when it's your best players. We don't give average players the benefit of the doubt. But if you're really good, we like, hey, listen, man, we're going to give you another shot because that's the way sports, they work. And these guys, they don't grow on trees where you can just go grab another one. It doesn't work that way. There's a reason a lot of people still think, even after last year, Tyreek is still one of the three or four best receivers in football. And I'm guessing he's motivated to look more like it this year. So it's going to be, hey, a lot of our success, when it's all said and done, is going to be Achan, it's going to be Waddle, it's going to be Tyreek Hill. A lot of those guys are going to take up a lot of the touches with this team. Targets, carries, catches, all those things for those three guys will be very, very important. Achan coming off a really good year, quietly, in a year that the offense struggled, but he was a big part of the change in the offense with all the short stuff. He ends up with 78 catches. He runs for 900 yards. I think he had 12 touchdowns total. So he's going to be a big part of this again, but he won't be the only guy getting carries. And I believe Jalen Wright will be the number two guy this year, coming off and wanting to show, got his feet wet last year. Through some good and bad. Some of the blocking wasn't great. He missed some holes. He'd be the first to tell you that. But he's the next guy that can fly on that team too. He's the next guy in the track meet. He's taken over for Mostert for that fourth position on our track team that's still really fast. On skill position, guys that can still really run. All right, so they'll be out on the field this morning, and we'll get over there a little bit later on and catch up with all the guys over there and see. But anyway, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. We've got some ACC stuff as well, and Alex Donald will join us. Woody's up there this morning as well, and John Crotty will join us, Heat Color Analyst. He's up there. He'll join us a little bit later on. Al Riveron, head of ACC officiating, will also join us this morning. Lives down here in South Florida, and longtime NFL official as well. So Al's been around to see all the changes, and people that have complained about too many holding calls and too many pass interference calls, and Al has seen it all. So he'll join us a little bit later on in the show as well. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning, man. Boy, I'll tell you what. You got that summer vacation still getting ready to take place, and you've already decided you're going to save some money and frustration and stay away from the airports. And let me tell you, if you've traveled this summer, there's a good chance you were delayed or something bad happened on the flights, because that's just the way it is. I cannot get to Sacramento and home without at least a 2 or 3 hour delay, just waiting for a plane to come through somewhere. But if you're going through it and go, no frustration for you, you're going to go get yourself an SUV that's got a lot of room, that's comfortable for you and the whole family. And you guys have decided you're going to either travel up in the mountains of North Carolina, head down to Key West, or go to the West Coast. Boy, we got a lot of great options when it comes to a vacation. And your South Florida Chevy dealers would sure like to be a big part of it with some of the new looks we have in the SUV family. And I'm not just talking about my Tahoe. I brag about it all the time because it's so roomy. I just love it, man. And the Suburbans, our big boys are hard to beat. They really are. You got a big family and you want everybody to be comfortable. It's a great way to go. But I do want to talk about the midsize SUVs like the all-new Equinox or the electric Equinox. Can't go wrong there. What a great look with so much space for you and the family to really enjoy yourself. And my new favorite is that 2025 Traverse. Oh my gosh, is it a great look. Just a little bit smaller than that Tahoe, but it's got all the room you need to really enjoy yourself for that summer vacation. It's important. Hey, still having the family together and being able to do things. Number one, you want something that's durable. And number two, that looks great. And number three, it's got plenty of room for you and your family. And that's what your South Florida Chevy dealers are all about. Silverado trucks, I got to mention them. I don't have a lot of time left, but I want to let you know. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. It's like we've custom made one perfect for your lifestyle. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. Sorry about that. Coffee took a second, you know, when you get another one of those coffees. It takes a second all day, Dan Day. I apologize about that, man. I don't want to hold anything up here. Hey, so we've got Dolphins back to work today on the field for the first time. And see wherever you – this is the part I love about today. So the writers, they're out there, and everybody's going to be out there today. Everybody likes to be out there for the first day, see who's on, and see on the field. And honestly, off of mini camps, you're kind of curious to see where everybody's going to line up. And so the team will tell you, hey, man, you know how this works. Don't read in to where, like, somebody's got to start the practice. And you're going, yeah, well, I want to see who's lining up where, especially the young guys. And right off the bat, I think we all expect the first and second round picks of the Dolphins, Kenneth Grant and Jonah Savanaya, to be starters at defensive, on the defensive line and on the offensive line. And then you're kind of curious, all right, somebody's got to line up. We haven't gotten a veteran cornerback in here, so we're all kind of curious to see when they go into some of their passing drills today, who starts at the cornerback positions and who plays nickel. Do they go with an extra safety for nickel, or do they put in another cornerback? Because they can play with three safeties as well, and got a guy that's done a lot of that in his career anyway with the Jets. So there's all those things going to be going. And you're going to want to see the running backs and see, and you know. So all the questions and the burning questions of camp, and trust me, there'll be a lot of time for that to all play out and to get a feel for what's going on. But you got a pretty good idea. Everybody's got a pretty good idea. I'll tell you one thing about the fan base of football. And this is Canes as well as Miami Dolphins down here. Everybody's got a pretty good idea of what they have. And even the draft class and where they fit in, especially the first couple of picks. It's been a long time since we've said first and second round picks, especially since you moved up to 37 to take your offensive guard, that you're going, okay, those two guys start day one. And today's day one to line up. And, you know, it doesn't always happen. You, a lot of teams like experience and veteran players and guys that you know are going to line up and that, but this thing, so yeah, there'll be some areas on this team, cornerback position, third wide receiver, the tight ends, how they set up, especially now that we know at least to start with, Darren Waller's not going to be practicing. I guess he'll be back soon. But, yeah, I think we're – and Ifatu is going to be out. So another safety will get a chance to get off to an early start here. But these things aren't going to be about these practices right now. This thing's going to be about practicing against the other team. The preseason games will still matter, especially for the younger guys who are going to get a lot of playing time. It will be big for all those guys. No question about that, all that stuff. And it's got to be built and got to get a running game going. Running game was not good enough last year, especially on short yardage. And so you want to be able to get a run game going like you had 2 years ago. And last year you dropped off a lot of yards and yards per carry and touchdowns in the running game. Just were not as good, not even close. So, yeah. I look forward to getting guys out there, seeing some guys and seeing how guys that are coming back from injury, how they look. I hope, I don't know. I'm guessing Jalen Phillips is close to 100%. And Bradley Chubb should be ready to go. I know Bradley talked yesterday. But, yeah, I think you want to see him out there and see how they're moving and quickness and are they going to do every drill, or are the team going to be a little cautious early in camp with some of those guys? Anyway, we got that, and of course, we also had the ACC meetings. Had a great day yesterday with the University of Miami with the coach Mario Cristobal, as well as some of the players who were up there. And it's funny, we talked about this, and Woody talked about it up there, the Carson Beck thing. So Carson Beck comes from Georgia, big plan. And some people didn't have nice things to say about Carson Beck when he left. You know, I don't know. I don't look at it. He's gone. They got another guy up there. But he took off. All I know is at one point he was one of the top quarterbacks in college football last year, got hurt his elbow, and wanted to get a fresh start. And he could have gone to a lot of different schools, came down here. Yeah, he got good money to come down here, but wanted to get a fresh start. And I'm sure besides the money, he looked at the offensive line and he looked at who he's going to be throwing to and see what it's going to look like, along with a coordinator that last year was on fire. The passing game, the running game, it was just everything was really good with this team. So Carson Beck's background is just a little different. Cam Ward was all business. We didn't know anything about him except he was here. And if there's ever a guy that was screaming, I'm here to get better and get my stock up and get out of here. I want to be here 1 year, and I want to thank everybody because you made me a first overall pick. You gave me an opportunity to be a first overall pick because of what I had around me and the way I played, and it worked. So now Carson Beck comes down here, and right off the bat he has the breakup, dating the famous girlfriend, right? I don't know anything about her. I'm not taking a shot at her. I don't know anything. I know they got a lot of followers, right? Make a lot of money on social media, she and her sister. But, you know, he got caught in the middle of something that a lot of us have probably been around. I've been in those situations myself.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's going to affect how he plays quarterback at all. Just he wants to enjoy himself a little bit, it looks like. But he also understands he's down here for one reason, getting paid a lot of money, and that's to be the quarterback in University of Miami. So, anyway, I thought he was great yesterday too, man. Great way to kind of start, and everybody got a chance to get to know him a little bit, and he wasn't standoff with anybody. He handled everything, took the questions, and loves it, and is fired up for the start. He's healthy, and here we go. We'll be talking, and by the way, he jumping right into it. There's no preseason. They play Notre Dame week one. He's jumping right into a team that is as physical as any team in college football, right? On both sides of the football, Notre Dame's usually got big horses on the offense and big fellas on the defense too.
Good thing is he's been there, done that, playing in the SEC. And last year he opened up against Clemson. Remember, had a really good game against Clemson as they ran away from those guys.
Them.
Yeah.
That crushed him. By the way, what a comeback for Clemson after
yeah
the way that thing started, come all the way back and win the ACC.
Yeah.
We got to talk about this too. Listen, they're still the team to beat. A lot of people think Klubnik's the best quarterback in the ACC. I don't know if he is or not. I know he's a five-star kid and he's been there now for a while, and they've got some guys going to get drafted in the first and second round. They always do. But they're the team to beat. They are the team to beat basically every year. They're the team to beat. I know Florida State had a great story a couple years ago, and then they fell off, and there's been some other nice stories. But overall, every year Clemson is the team to beat. And this year, same boat. I don't know that at the end of this thing, they come out with the ACC and all the writers up there, get a vote on who they think will win the ACC, right? And who will finish second and all those things. And Miami will once again be up there. But they got to get over the hump. And you got to do it against the Georgia Techs. You got to do it late in the year on the road. You got to win some games. And that Syracuse game was very frustrating last year because they got off to a great start in that game. And then Syracuse got their passing game going and they couldn't stop it. It just kept on and on and on, just kept rolling. Anyway, we've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up. We've got a lot more stuff. Woody's up at the ACC meetings, and he's going to be doing a lot of stuff today. And we've got John Crotty, who's up there, heat color analyst. Al Riveron's going to join us a little bit later on. Alex Donald's going to be getting up here in a little while. He'll be looking for that first cup of coffee here any moment now. So we'll get in to some of the stuff with some of those guys. Al Riveron, by the way, the head of ACC officiating. Long time with the NFL, so we'll talk to Al a little bit later in the show as well. Right now, though, before we kick this 7 o'clock hour off, I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man, are nothing to mess with. Nothing to mess with. I got to tell you, I felt a lot better after I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic with full-blown ED and low T. I mean, it was bad. I was so tired, I couldn't keep my eyes awake, and I was sleeping a lot. I was like, what's going on? Then I was even feeling like I was in a fog. I was depressed. I was like, what is going on? Yeah, I had full-blown low T, and with it, I had ED. My sex drive was basically gone. Not to get into my personal, what goes on in the bedroom should stay in the bedroom, but man, Atlantic Men's Clinic made a big difference for me, and I just want to tell every guy out there, first of all, it's going to happen to every guy. No matter how active you are, at some point, it's going to slow down, and that one day it's going to hit you, and you're going to go, holy crap, what just happened? I've never been this tired, and my sex drive is completely gone. Well, the great news is Atlantic Men's Clinic will take care of it when you go there. So professional, first class, everything they do is first class. And if you're not doing it the right way, you're making a big mistake. And they are the right way to do it. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professional staff. They go over your numbers, and they put you on a program for you. A program for you that's going to give you great results, and it's going to happen fast. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. Brand new one in Hollywood. So before you go on that next summer vacation and want to really enjoy your kids and be able to go on those long walks and stay active and stay up with them and maybe have a drink or two and still chase that wife of yours around, well, don't miss out on another summer when you got Atlantic Men's Clinic. They're ready to help you. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. You'll love what they have to say. You'll get on the program and you'll get great results. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.